Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
That's all. Come on, come on, come on. See, it's sharp. Do you know, one day, Lord's going to release me to teach on this stuff, but these realms, these gates, these portals, do you know the realm that's outside of our consciousness, the atmosphere of it, the molecules, the dimension, the speed of it that move? When we see lightning, and you can read it all throughout the Bible, a lot of times when God appears, there's lightning because that realm has come close to this realm. And it's so much more powerful, so moving in such a the energy in that realm, the best you can say is lightning, thunder. Oftentimes when we see God manifest, those are the things that follow, or the whirlwind, you know, a vortex, because that realm is so much powerful. When Elijah was taken away, he was taken away in a whirlwind. You know, that realm came close. It overlapped this realm momentarily. And Elisha saw the chariots of fire, the horsemen, the angels that had come to. You see, here's something we need to understand too. A lot of this sci-fi stuff we see ain't sci-fi. As a matter of fact, what we're seeing on television right now, a lot of what we see on television right now is 100 years behind what's really here. People look at stuff and say, oh, that could never be. No, they are 100 years ahead of that. As a matter of fact, they're in, when we talk about, there's a word they use, singularity. Maybe some of you are familiar with it. But what they're looking at is interfacing machines with human beings. And listen, this technology is here. And even when a body ceases functioning, they can change or transfer the consciousness to another machine so that person is still here. And people think, oh, it's here. Well, let me bounce around now. I'm into this. I want to bounce around on something because I just want those little tidbits. I want you to study. I want you to understand technology has increased, and we can't be archaic in our thinking. Amen. And think, oh, no, no, no. We need to understand what and where man is trying to go. But I believe, I used to wonder, and I think I'm on target with this, but I used to wonder, how were giants on the other side of the flood if God destroyed all of them in Genesis 6? But, and I'm still studying this. I'm just sharing this with you. I just like to share things with you so that it stirs your imagination and curiosity to search, and also stirs me to search further because I got to be ahead of you. But in Genesis 11, when Nimrod, when they built that tower of Babel, don't think they were just trying to build something real tall. It was a stargate. They were not far disposed from having had relationship with the giants. They understood this was just the other side of the flood. And history has it that Nimrod was a Nephilim himself. But how they got to the point where before God came down and disrupted what they were doing, they had opened a gate. And on the other side of these gates, see, this is what CERN is all about. The CERN project in Switzerland, you know, the Hadron Collider and all of this, technology. See, it's not going to be just a magic wand. No, no, technology is touching this stuff, quantum physics. It's touching, it's seeking for what they call singularity, the where it all began. But see, the devil's behind this technology. And what man doesn't understand is behind these portals. And it won't, God's not going to let it happen until his time in the book of Revelation, where they're going to open them up. But what's going to come rushing in from the other side is not what they want. You have to understand where artificial intelligence is, where it's going. You have no clue how far advanced this is. And what we talk about, those Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, the Terminator. You don't understand how much of a reality that is today. Drones and drone warfare. You know, back in the day, it used to be a Cold War and an arms race. You know what the race is today for drones? And we're not talking about the little cute little drones that take pictures. We're talking about super soldiers. Soldiers that don't have to eat for a month. Soldiers that are chimeras that have like cheetah DNA in their legs. They can run like a cheetah today. It ain't something that they're trying to figure out. It's here. Amen. He that letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. See, the Holy Spirit, the church, there's a mission. There's an assignment. That's why we can't be foolish with even our thoughts. Do you know your thoughts are a gate? And when you don't stand at attention at that gate, there are other influences constantly trying to conform you to a certain way of thinking, because these locusts, these creatures, you know, God's got creatures around the throne. Some of us think that there's some ugly things around the throne. They're creatures. What does something look like with eyes all over it? Amen. Come on. You see, I got to jog some of your imagination, because God is a God over creatures as well. They're all just pretty little angels. Matter of fact, they're women angels too. Help me, Holy Ghost. It's in your Bible. I'm going to pull some of y'all out of that old wineskin and old mindset so that you can get up to snuff with today's technology and thinking and understand what's going on. It's because it's through technology they're going to tap into these things and have already. Amen. But they got the technology from forbidden knowledge. Angels that came down. Remember, let me go back to this, then we're going to jump into our message. When Jesus stood before Mount Hermon, in the mountain was built a temple, carved out a temple. And Jesus was asking his disciples, whom do men say I, the Son of Man, am? He stood right in front of the temple. And then they begin to answer. Then he said, whom do you say? And then, of course, Peter answered properly. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. We know the story. But he said, the gates of hell. But when he said the gates, the entry points. There are gates. Listen, again, your thoughts. The word thinketh. If you search it out in the Hebrew, part of the definition is gate. See, it goes down to just how you think, not how you appear. You might look churchy. See, some of us feel like, as long as I dress right for church. But what do you think? How do you think? What are you allowing into the atmosphere through your gate? You see, how you think or where your mind is set is where you are headed. And here, the travesty is that we have access to a throne. We are delivered from the power of darkness and brought into another kingdom where God is. But a lot of folk in the kingdom won't search for God where he is, won't visit his address, won't talk to him, won't become friends with him, unless they need him. But it's, we're living in a day and time where there's an awakening. Aren't you glad angels are close to us? That realm just outside our consciousness is close to us. Well, they can respond and do. They see, they watch, they protect, they guard, they govern, they instruct. They're there and they're mighty. They protect us from the other kingdom that's constantly trying to conform us through the natural realm. Your senses, your flesh. Amen. Your negativity, your carnality. That's why at this juncture, we cannot afford not only a negative attitude, but negative words. Amen. Stop talking crazy, talking about, well, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just telling you the facts. What are you releasing into your atmosphere? What are you releasing around you? What are you putting in your children? Because see, as they begin to think, that becomes a gate. Amen. So we're approaching what I like to call critical mass. Crises. No more foolishness. Amen. We thank God for grace. I said no more foolishness. No more, you know, squandering. No more playing around. Amen. Remember Ananias and Sapphira? It was critical mass then. It was crisis time then because the church was being birthed. And they were playing around. But they didn't play long. Holy Spirit took them out right away. Amen? All right. So let me springboard off of this principle once again. We operate in a different set of laws. The laws of the kingdom. And the kingdom of God is the realm where God lives. Now understand something. The kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you. Let me give you some bullet points here. You know, we need to learn how to listen to the one within. Amen. Not just when we want to. Not every now and then, but learn, train our inner ear to hear him, to feel his movements, his impressions, his unctions. He'll give us an unction. You won't know why you feel like you, but yet when you understand, you know it's Holy Spirit.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.